Through a $70,000 federal grant, new software and a room full of monitors are powering analysts with information they can feed to deputies in the field. Sheriff McNeil says deputies and analysts have already put the new technology to work.
During a string of commercial robberies on the north side of Tallahassee, members of the Real-Time Crime Center were able to data mine and locate a vehicle of interest by using our field information reports.
In the center, analysts can call up a collection of video feeds from camera systems around town. Those systems include ones at traffic lights, feeds from the county detention center, and cameras on Leon County school campuses. Leslie Rabin is the sheriff's office's longest tenured analyst.
So in here, we can see every call for service that a deputy is on. We also have the ability to see fire, EMS, as well as the Tallahassee Police Department calls for service.
The software also uses facial recognition based on surveillance footage, and it can match license plate numbers to records based on traffic cameras. LCSO is also able to access case reports and booking photos from agencies around the country instantly. One of the more unique features is the ability to access certain residential video feeds from homes that have Ring video doorbell.
So in the comment section, the citizen posted that this guy followed a UPS truck, got out when they noticed the package, kind of looked around and left. So if we have any reported thefts in the area, we can now go back to this video. We can provide this to patrol.
There, Rabin describes a video sent in from a concerned citizen. Users of the Ring doorbell app can opt in to share and send home surveillance footage to law enforcement. Rabin says if a crime happens in a particular area, officials can contact residents through the Ring app to ask if anyone captured video of a suspect. Chief Chris Summers says analysts can also monitor social media posts real-time that may give deputies an advantage.
Having the ability for someone to be focused on doing these deep data dives, it gives the ability for officer safety, deputy safety to increase, because not only are we thinking about critical incidents, we're thinking about some of these other calls for service that might be looked at as routine.
The sheriff's office says the center can be particularly useful during big events like college football games and was already used to monitor areas during election night this month. Sheriff McNeil hopes to enhance staffing and equipment in the center going forward. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.